You are witnessing right now the winner-take-all battle between East and West. And in my assessment, Trump is losing it badly. He's made many critical missteps that are probably unrecoverable. One of them being, for example, driving India away from the United States by not only saying horrible things publicly about India, like saying they have a, quote, dead economy, which is, you know, it's a real insult. It's a matter of pride for the Indian people. You know, India is a culture that's very acute to the way other people perceive you. And I know that's true to some extent in all cultures, but, you know, India having its history of so many, you know, different divisions, different classes of people, the public image is more emphasized in Indian culture than it is in the United States, for example. You know, the caste system does not have the same economic or power mobility as the West. And Trump seems to be completely oblivious to that. So he just blasts the Indian people, basically saying that they're stupid. And yeah, some of them are, but as a whole, no. As a whole, India is a very capable country with a population that's 4 times larger than the United States, if not more. And India actually manufactures 60% of the transformers that are made in the world, the transformers that the United States desperately needs in order to build new factories and new AI data centers and, you know, new businesses, anything. You need transformers. And the wait time on those transformers right now is 3 to 5 years. So probably shouldn't piss off India right now if you want to buy transformers. And then on top of that, to add injury to insult in this case, Trump adds another 35% tariffs on India. That's 25 plus the 10% BRICS penalty. And then in another week or so, Trump promises to slap another 100% tariff on India to punish India for purchasing oil or gas from Russia. So at a time when the United States desperately needs trade from India, we need India's exports of transformers and many other things, a lot of machinery, for example, and agricultural equipment, industrial equipment, etc. Trump is basically cutting off trade with India and insulting them to boot. And what's going to be the effect of that? It's going to drive India right into the hands of BRICS. Now, I know what you're going to say. Well, India is already part of BRICS. Yes, India is one of the founding members of the BRICS nations. You know, India is the I in BRICS, obviously. But India has always maintained a strong affinity to the West. And India listens to America, or has for all these years. And India is very open to suggestions, typically, from the United States and any president, Biden or Trump or whoever. But Trump is really hurting that relationship. And that's a great disservice to the United States of America. And this is just one example of many. Cutting off trade with China, which also appears to be part of Trump's goal, is a tremendous mistake. And the basic premise in all of this, as Trump said, is, well, we're going to bring back industry to the United States of America. We're going to have all our factories in America, and we're going to make everything ourselves. And we're not going to import from these other countries anymore. And then we're going to keep the dollar strong, and we're going to export. And that's why all these foreign nations are going to need to buy the dollar. You know, so the dollar is going to be, well, I shouldn't say strong relative to other currencies, because Trump wants the dollar to be weaker to boost exports, but he wants the dollar to maintain its global hegemony as the world reserve currency. That's what I mean by strong. In other words, he wants there to continue to be trade in dollars. And yet the actions that he is taking are achieving exactly the opposite. Sanctioning all of these countries that he has sanctioned, like slapping 50% on Brazil, huge tactical mistake, huge mistake. And he's doing it to punish politically Lula. He's not doing it for economic reasons. He's doing it for political punitive reasons. And in effect, then the tariffs are sanctions. They're not really tariffs. It's not an economic vehicle to nudge U.S. manufacturers to open up more domestic manufacturing. It's not. It's a political weapon that is being deployed against Trump's enemies in order to punish them for their actions. And the only reason that U.S. sanctions ever carried any weight was because of dollar dominance in world trade and the Western financial system, the SWIFT system, for example, and the Western banks, London, New York, etc., having all of this power to be able to dictate terms to the other countries, to be able to say, well, we don't allow you to buy oil from Russia, or we don't allow you to export anything, or we're going to punish you if you export something that competes with us, or we're going to force GMOs onto your country, and if you ban GMOs, then we're going to punish you with punitive sanctions. And that's exactly what the U.S. empire has done over all these years. The U.S. even forced Taiwan to accept cigarette advertising and cigarette exports from U.S. tobacco companies. I mean, that's the kind of thing that the U.S. has routinely done, is forcing other countries to accept Western poisons, whether it's pesticides or GMOs or tobacco or pharmaceuticals or anything else, vaccines. This has all been done through punitive trade sanctions and punitive tariffs, and Trump is carrying on that tradition. It's a tradition that is driving the world away from the dollar. Because, look, if you're any other country in the world, do you want to be beholden to the whims of the West? If Trump wakes up one day and he's got a headache and he's like, I hate India, you know, do you want to be the leader of India and suddenly find yourself subjected to some insane, highly emotional, punitive tariff over which you have no control? No. No, the answer is no. So how do you avoid that? You join BRICS and you stop trading in dollars and you start trading in BRICS nations' currencies, the yuan, the rupee, the ruble, whatever. And then with each passing month, you just continue to switch more and more trade over to non-dollar currencies, and you push the BRICS settlement systems, and then you increase your import-export business with non-US nations while you decrease your reliance on the United States. And that process, which is underway dramatically around the world right now, thanks to Trump, that process is called de-dollarization. And de-dollarization is the end goal of all these other countries, because they know that if they no longer depend on the dollar, they can't be punished by Trump, or that Trump's punishments no longer matter. In fact, Russia recently announced, I think it was Lavrov who said, that Russia has achieved immunity from Western sanctions. Maybe it wasn't Lavrov, maybe it was the finance minister, I forgot exactly who. But a high-level official in Russia has said that. And that is, of course, significant. But then on top of that, Trump recently said that he doesn't think that the sanctions he's about to slap on Russia will really have much of an impact anyway. Even Trump admits it. Trump knows that his tariffs are no longer hurting Russia. And why is that? Because Russia has developed its import, export, and financial relationships with non-US countries such as Iran and China and even India and Turkey, and even with the EU, Russia has immunized itself against U.S. sanctions. So Trump can't hurt Russia any longer with any kind of economic sanctions. Every country in the world wishes it was in that place where it had true national sovereignty and didn't have to bow down and kiss the ring of what the world sees as a madman in Trump. Trump appears as a crazy person to most of the world, and I guess to half of Americans as well. But he appears as a crazy person because he has no consistency. His actions on tariffs are highly unpredictable and irrational and very emotional. If Trump feels publicly slighted, then he'll slap another 10% tariff on a country just because he doesn't like them. You know, this is how Canada ended up with, I think, what, 35% tariffs now? Just because Canada, I don't know, said something that Trump didn't like. So it's like, 10% for you, you know? This is the way Trump's tariffs operate. It's wildly irrational, and it does not achieve any kind of articulable strategic or financial goal for America. If your goal is to bring back manufacturing to America, although that is a worthy idea, that's about a 20-year plan. And for the first 5 years of that plan, you have to maintain high levels of trade with other countries in order to import all the components and parts that you need to build your domestic factories. And then you have to set up domestic supply chains, which is not happening. We do not have domestic supply chains, anything like China or India or even Russia. You would have to have, I mean, for starters, you would have to have more iron ore mining and smelting and steel production. And you would also have to have domestic rare earth mining on a massive scale. You would have to have electronics components fabrication centers, you know, wire and cable producers domestically, which you barely have any of those. You'd have to have electronic components for relays and switches, you know, a lot more than anything we have right now. You would have to have a supply chain where a domestic American company can pick up the phone and call some manufacturer in, I don't know, Arizona or whatever, and say, hey, I need a transformer for my building, and I need it in 3 weeks. Can you deliver that? And they would say, yep, we've got transformers sitting out here in the shipyard. You know, what size do you want? We'll ship it out. We'll get it to you in 10 days. Like, that would be great. But what's the wait time on transformers in America right now? 3 to 5 years. So you cannot function like that. You cannot build out infrastructure when it takes 3 to 5 years to acquire transformers. It just doesn't work. And Trump doesn't even have a plan to acquire transformers. You know, he hasn't even talked about that. He's tariffing the countries that build them. And he's tariffing the metals that are used to make them, which the number two top metals for transformers are, of course, copper and then aluminum. And that's what Trump has hit with 50% tariffs. So even if you try to make transformers domestically, you know, the costs are sky high, and you don't even have the factories to make them. I mean, on any kind of, you know, timetable that would matter. So what you actually have right now is Trump has a plan on paper, and it works great on paper, and he's deploying that plan around the world, and he thinks it's working. And so he's bragging, oh, America is a new golden age. The economy is booming, and you know, new jobs are being created like never before. And, you know, the debt rate is dropping, and, you know, the trade imbalances with other countries are plummeting. Yeah, that's like saying, yeah, we figured out how to reduce the driving mileage on our car. Yeah, how'd you do that? Oh, we crashed it. So we're driving fewer miles. Isn't that awesome? Crash the car. I mean, if you cut off trade with India and you basically block India's exports, of course you're going to, you know, alter the trade imbalance with India, because no one can buy products from India. That's not a victory, but Trump frames it as a victory. Oh, look, our trade imbalance with India, or our trade imbalance with China, it's awesome. Or look at how much money we generated off the tariffs, you know, $27 billion last month from tariffs alone. And this is going to pay down the debt, you know, which is insane, because the debt is $37 trillion. You know, the debt's 1,000 times what they just brought in via tariffs. And so the tariffs aren't even a drop in the bucket of paying down the debt. And the tariffs, and it's not a reliable income source, because you're impoverishing the nation of America, which won't even be able to afford much in terms of foreign exports. So the bottom line is, this is a horrible economic plan. And I think that any informed economist would agree with that. I can't even think of an economist that has said that this is a great idea, what Trump is doing. You know, punitive tariffs and basically blockading the United States. and trying to shift manufacturing to be more domestic, but blocking all the components that you need to build domestic factories, etc. This is a horrible plan, if not a suicide plan. I mean, this is basically the coordinated economic suicide of the United States. And where we're going to end up is, as a country where we don't make hardly anything, our currency will collapse. No one wants the dollar because they're not trading in the dollar. They're trading with each other. They're not buying and selling much to the United States because the U.S. consumer is impoverished anyway and is purchasing less and less of imported goods anyway. So the percentage of production from countries like China and India that ends up going to the United States, that percentage will shrink and shrink and shrink to the point where it's such a small piece of their export pie, they don't even care. They're exporting to all the other countries in the world that actually have better economic abundance, like Russia, for example, or Turkey, for that matter, or many other countries. You know, so the thing is, you can't just, I mean, Trump is the master of braggadocious kind of verbal descriptions, like, you know, he's the best and he's the greatest and it's the big, beautiful bill. Everything's beautiful. You know, we have a new golden age in America, etc. The words don't make it real. And you can't talk your way out of $37 trillion in debt, and you can't talk into existence U.S. manufacturing plants. And you also can't just with magic words, you can't change the U.S. culture to be a culture that is amenable to manufacturing and hard work and factory hours, etc. You can't just bring back the work ethic of the 1950s and 1960s and 1970s just by saying so, especially when your schools are churning out woke idiots who can't even do basic math. And as a whole, the country of the United States today is a country of people who, although there are some exceptions, but by and large, people do not want to work. They're not even fit enough to work. They're too fat to work, actually. I mean, obesity is rampant. Chronic degenerative disease is rampant. And the Trump administration is still not addressing the core issues of why our nation is so unhealthy. And these are the issues I've been talking about for a quarter of a century at this point. I've been teaching Americans how to be healthy. I've done more to help this economy than Trump by helping to keep people healthy. Meanwhile, the Trump administration and RFK Jr. and HHS is telling people, oh, keep taking the vaccines, but we're going to take the red dye out of the Fruit Loops, which is, you know, just a nonsense cover story. Oh, we're gonna have real sugar in Coca-Cola. Yeah, you shouldn't be drinking Coke at all if you don't want a nation filled with diabetes and obesity. You know, so, and this gets back to the final point in all of this. You can't have economic abundance if your nation is riddled with chronic degenerative disease because people are eating processed foods and they're living on mass medications that are keeping them sick. So until you solve the health problem, you can't solve the economics problem. Until you solve the health problem, you can't have reindustrialization of America. You would have to solve the health problem first. You would have to ban all ultra-processed foods and a whole slew of ingredients that I've been talking about for 25 years. And you would have to actively encourage healthier food choices, healthier lifestyles. You might even have to have the government switch its subsidies. Instead of subsidizing GMO corn, what if you subsidize organic fresh produce, made organics more affordable for the people? I mean, overall, I'm not a big fan of government subsidies, but since subsidies are already in place, what if you switch them? What if you incentivized eating healthier? And the whole SNAP program, the food stamps, that, you know, you can't let people spend government money on toxic crap and processed foods. All you're gonna do is promote more diabetes and obesity and cancer and heart disease, which is exactly what's happening. People are using food stamps to go out and purchase crazy, insane processed foods, and they're getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And then you know, Trump brags about, oh, the, you know, the medical system, you know, record profits and big pharma and vaccines, record earnings. Yeah, because everybody's sick. So if your economy is based on treating sickness and disease, you don't have a good economy. You have a death wish. And that's the track that America is on. And again, I've been talking about this for 25 years. And this system will end because Trump won't fix it. Nobody will fix it because it's just so profitable to keep people sick. It's profitable to start wars, which is why Trump did not become the peace president like he promised. He became the war president. He now owns the Ukraine war with Russia. He's the one that's pushing it on. You know, Trump is the one that okayed the bombing of Iran. Trump is the one sending more bombs to Israel, etc. Trump is the wartime president, and he's the president presiding over the expansion of big tech, big medicine, big pharma, wearables, biological surveillance, you know, processed manufactured foods, all kinds of toxins that are keeping America sick. That is not a golden age. That is an age of stupidity. It's a suicide age, is what Trump has actually unleashed against America. Not a golden age, but a suicide age. And this country will not survive it. And the American people will be impoverished and sick and then dead as the world moves away from the dollar and embraces BRICS. That's where this is going. Doesn't mean you have to follow that path. You can actually be healthy and abundant. You can eat healthy. You can learn from my information about nutrition and anti-cancer nutrients. And you can also be immune to the collapse of the dollar by purchasing gold and silver. You can make it through all of this. So shop at my online store, healthrangerstore.com, if you want to be healthy. Shop with our gold and silver sponsor at metalswithmike.com, which will take you to battalion metals. If you want to have assets after the dollar collapses, gold and silver is where it's at. So thank you for listening and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And God, I hope I'm wrong about some of this, but unless Trump turns things around here, the situation is not good. So thank you for listening. Take care. When you're ready for the cleanest, most nutrient-dense foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements, personal care products, do yourself a favor, do your health a favor, and shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. We have our own mass spec laboratory where we do our own in-house testing for heavy metals, for glyphosate, for bacteria, yeast, and mold, and E. coli, and salmonella, and so much more. We do more extensive testing for the cleanliness and the authenticity of foods than any other company that I've ever heard of. And you can get all of this right now, the cleanest, most nutrient-dense foods at healthrangerstore.com, plus all these amazing categories. We've got personal care solutions for you, from toothpaste and shampoo and body soap, to preparedness items such as freeze-dried fruits and superfoods in number 10 cans that are sealed and good for very long-term shelf-stable storage. We've got home care products such as cleaning concentrates and laundry detergents, automatic dishwasher detergent, and so on. And of course, we never use fragrance chemicals. We never use artificial dyes. We never use fillers or garbage or anything like that. Nearly everything that we sell is certified organic and non-GMO. And even our vitamin C is non-China vitamin C, non-GMO vitamin C. So shop with us. You'll be glad you did. And we have freeze-dried tart cherries available right now in number 10 cans and in pouches. And those are delicious. You can eat them like snacks. You'll love those. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.